More and more states are adopting so-called red flag laws in an attempt to curb gun violence. These laws allow police to confiscate guns in an emergency. Side Effect Public Media's Isaiah Seibert reports on a recent case in Indiana and its implications for mental health. Just a warning, this story contains material, including talk of suicide, that some listeners may find disturbing.
Earlier this year, police dispatchers in Evansville received a chilling call. A man said he was holding his wife at knife point and warned police that he was heavily armed.
I spent the last 2 days arguing my residence against police forced entry, and I'm armed at the teeth.
The threat to the man's wife wasn't real, and he was arrested for the improper 911 call. But local newscasts reported that he did have a lot of guns.
Evansville police say they seized nearly a dozen guns from a mentally unstable man's home.
To do that, the newscast said, police invoked a state law called
the Red Flag Law.
Red Flag Law.
Red Flag Law.
Red Flag Law.
The law allows police to confiscate guns from people deemed dangerous. Sam Preston has seen it used before. He worked at the county sheriff's office for almost 30 years.
Quite often, what it looked like would be deputies were responding to someone who's in crisis. If there was weapons involved, they would take that opportunity to secure those weapons and take them with us.
Indiana's red flag law was passed in 2005, and it's one of the oldest in the country, but it isn't used a lot. Evansville police say this may be the first time for the department. Preston says he saw the sheriff's office use it about a half dozen times.
I don't think anyone wants to live in a country where people can have their weapons seized and taken away from them.
Preston calls himself a Second Amendment supporter and says the law strikes a good balance.
We also do have to protect the public, and just because someone in a moment in time may not be healthy enough for them to have a weapon doesn't mean that down the road that they won't be able to.
The red flag law doesn't require officers to obtain a warrant, but without one, police have to get a judge's permission to hold on to the weapons. Preston says judges almost always ruled in favor of law enforcement. But the gun owner can ask the court every 6 months to get the guns back.
Suicidal crises most of the time last a very short time.
Kent Leslie used to work for a local mental health center. He's taught classes on mental health issues to law enforcement, medical professionals, and the general community. That included training to prevent suicide by limiting access to guns. It boils down to this.
When somebody's at risk of dying by suicide, if we have some distance and time from the lethal means, it does save lives.
Leslie stresses that the vast majority of people with mental illnesses are not violent, and they are much more likely to be the victim of violence than to perpetrate it.
I see the person that has a mental illness or that may be at risk of dying by suicide as the center of a wagon wheel. And those spokes that surround that wagon wheel can help that person move forward. The more spokes, the better.
Leslie says that more than half of suicides in the United States involve a gun and that red flag laws can help. Even in a red state like Indiana, which recently hosted the NRA convention, laws like these enjoy bipartisan support.
It's common sense. We don't want dangerous individuals having access to guns. And if they do, we want to make sure that we find help for these individuals and that those weapons are taken away from them.
That's Republican State Representative Wendy McNamara. This year, she co-sponsored some changes to the Indiana law, and they passed almost unanimously. The new version allows state police to give the FBI the names of people who've had their guns taken away, and it's now a crime to supply a gun to those people. The changes come as other states turn to Indiana for guidance. Florida passed a red flag law following the school shooting in Parkland in February 2018. Colorado recently became the 15th state to pass a red flag law.
Indiana has been recognized because we were one of the originals having a red flag law. So a lot of people are looking to Indiana as they go and rewrite a lot of their laws on this type of process when it comes to taking away weapons from dangerous individuals.
Back in Evansville, a judge allowed police to keep the guns of the man who made the threatening 911 call. His case on the call is still pending, and his lawyers didn't respond to a request for comment. But Evansville police say the law worked just as it was meant to. For Side Effects Public Media, I'm Isaiah Seibert.